It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We need to let you know about the traffic situation. I know it's not traffic on the 5 just yet, but this is a big enough one to let you know about. Gracie?
Yep, just got word of what's going on the 3 Mile Bridge. Northbound is being shut down. Got an email from City of Gulf Breeze. It's a multi-vehicle accident. They will give us word when it opens back up, but just keep that in mind. If you're heading from Gulf Breeze towards Pensacola, you can't take the 3 Mile Bridge. It is shut down due to an accident.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, that's not good then. And I guess no word on when it will reopen yet either then. So, all right, we'll keep an eye on that. We'll give you traffic on the fives here in a few minutes. Top three stories here for you. The rail strike has been averted as the U.S. Senate passed a bill that the U.S. House of Representatives signed off on yesterday. Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case challenging President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Unfortunately, they're not going to hear the case until February, but at least the Supreme Court's going to hear it because that'll stop all the rulings and the appeals. It's just once whatever they rule, it'll be it. So we'll know whether or not the $10,000 per borrower can be legally done. My guess is it's not legal. I mean, I've been saying that since day one. I don't think it's legal, but you never know. Maybe he found some sort of loophole in the system or something. Joel Greenberg, the associate of U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz, has been sentenced to 11 years for trafficking a minor. And remember yesterday we were talking about this, how he was hoping he would have a smaller sentence because he's been cooperating with officials. Well, this is a smaller sentence. He was facing 20 to 27 years in prison. Instead, he got 11. So hope he's happy. Hope he's satisfied with that. Those are your top three stories. I wanted to hit this real quick. There was a study done from the University of Louisville in collaboration with Procter & Gamble where they were trying to find out if Pepto-Bismol could help treat patients who have COVID-19. That's right, Pepto-Bismol. And what they found was that they're looking for other things that could fight it. And they said Pepto-Bismol, or it's called like whatever the chemical version of that is, bismuth salicylate or something like that. The end result of their study, quote, Pepto-Bismol has a potential role in the clearance and or recurrence of enteric viral infections. What does that mean? Basically, it means based on their study, based on their outcome, they found that Pepto-Bismol can actually help you overcome COVID. What they looking at the whole study, they had some patients using placebo, some patients using Pepto-Bismol, and then They said historically, Pepto-Bismol has been indicated and effectively used for the treatment of TD, which is traveler's diarrhea, or enteric infection, mainly when vomiting occurs. And it says, although the safety of Pepto-Bismol is well known, some of the research done with it resides within the industry and have not been published. We have recently completed an extensive meta-analysis using unpublished clinical studies regarding Pepto-Bismol safety and efficacy, and so basically they're releasing that as it pertains to the manifestation and relief of diarrhea. However, what they also found with this is that it significantly reduces NOV RNA levels within the stomach. So this is just, you take Pepto just like you normally would, and what they're finding is it can A, help you if you have diarrhea with COVID, but B, it can actually fight, it can inhibit the replication of four strains of rotavirus, which basically is how the virus works, right? We get COVID or we get the flu even, you get something like this, and then it starts, the virus starts to replicate itself. What they're finding is Pepto-Bismol, quote, has been shown to have antiviral activity, end quote. All right, that's fantastic. Just waiting for Gracie to get off the phone before we get to traffic on the five. There she goes. Gracie, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Did just get off the phone with someone traveling southbound on the three mile bridge right now. The crash is involving four cars. It doesn't look overly bad, and they are slowly letting one or two cars just slowly by. So it is going to be extremely backed up. It is almost backed up back to off the bridge if you were heading out of Gulf Breeze towards Pensacola. But just keep that in mind. It is going to be slow moving on the 3 mile bridge in both directions, but the crash is in the northbound direction due to a multi-vehicle crash. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
All right, thank you very much. Speaking of COVID, we mentioned this back when it happened last year, but Ice Cube, the rapper and actor, confirmed that he did indeed basically lose a movie role last year because he refused to get vaccinated with the COVID-19 shot. So we had this as a sign of the apocalypse. I remember it because the movie was called Oh Hell No. And he got cut from the movie because they told him in order to keep filming, he needed to get the shot. And he told them, Oh Hell No. I mean, he's filming a movie called Oh Hell No. And they're like, we need to get the shot. He's like, Oh Hell No. And they're like, okay, you're fired. What? So he says this in this podcast. I turned down a movie because I didn't want to get the mother effing jab. Well, okay. I turned down 9 million. I didn't want to get the jab. F that jab. F y'all for trying to make me get it. Oh my gosh. So this happened like over a year ago. And he appears to be a little upset about it still. Oh boy, okay. So anyway, one of the podcast hosts at some point said, well, why don't you just leave Hollywood then and start doing some sort of your own streaming thing? He said, that's Hollywood thought. They're on some stuff, but me too, I'm on some stuff too. I'm saying stuff in place of curse words. He says, they said, would you be interested in leaving Hollywood for an independent production company that does streaming? He says, I'm working on it. I'm hustling. I got a lot of things up my sleeve. Oh boy. Okay. There you go. Now he does explain that he didn't turn down the movie. He explained further that they didn't offer him the movie because he wouldn't get the shot. And he was a little graphic in his phrasing again, saying, those MFers didn't give it to me because I wouldn't get the shot. I didn't turn it down. They just wouldn't give it to me, meaning give me the role. The COVID shot, the jab, I didn't need it. I didn't catch that blank at all. Nothing. F them. I didn't need that blank. Okay. He's very upset. Very, very upset. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we've got top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Of course, we'll give you another update. What's going on with the 3 mile bridge as the northbound lane are completely shut down? That's coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing by.
Hey, coming up here in about 7 minutes, we've got an update for you on Governor DeSantis being pushed again to say something about Trump slinging mud at him. And he just sidesteps it once again. I'll tell you what he did. Coming up here in about 6 or 7 minutes. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
The city of Uvalde, Texas is filing a lawsuit against its own district attorney over access to information regarding the Robb Elementary School shooting. The lawsuit accuses DA Christina Busby of blocking the city's ability to obtain critical information about the response by law enforcement to the shooting on May 24th. Police in Idaho, the University of Idaho specifically, think that the university killings last month were targeted when four students were killed in an off-campus house. Investigators, though, not sure whether the residence was targeted or the individuals themselves. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association are calling on President Biden to declare a triple-demic emergency about the three upper respiratory illnesses, RSV, flu, and COVID, surging across the country at the same time. Big issue, especially for young children under one and seniors 65 and up. Finally, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan early next year. Today, the court said it would hear arguments in February with a decision soon to follow. Bobby.
Yeah, I saw that. We were talking about that a little bit earlier about the Moscow, Idaho, and the them targeting, but not sure if they're targeting the house or targeted the house or targeted the students. I'm like, that doesn't make me feel any more comfortable if I'm a student in Idaho or if I'm a resident in Idaho. Like, if you tell me we believe for sure that this person was targeting the students, I'd be like, oh, all right, that stinks, but all right, we didn't know that they were just going after that one person. But when you're like, or they might have been targeting the house. Like, why were they targeting the house then? You know what I mean? So that's a little nerve-wracking with that whole situation. I can't believe it's almost been 3 weeks and they still don't have a suspect in this town of 25,000 people. Not even that big of a town, you know? It's got me wondering if whoever the killer is was already out of town. Like, maybe they were transient. Maybe they didn't live there permanently. They just knew people there and just came in, did their business, and left or something. Because I don't know. That seems bizarre that you would have this killer still hanging around that town 3 weeks later. So, pretty bizarre right there. We got to get an update on what's going on 3 Mile Bridge. Gracie?
Just got an update from City of Gulf Breeze letting us know that the emergency lane in the northbound direction on the 3 Mile Bridge has opened up. This is due to a bad accident that we are having on the bridge involving four vehicles in the northbound direction and right in the middle of the bridge near the hump. So extremely slow moving traffic leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Pensacola on the 3 Mile Bridge, backing up, you know, off the bridge close to the McDonald's in Gulf Breeze. So extremely slow, and there is one lane open now, so hopefully we can start getting some movement. But again, just stay clear and use some caution. Other than that, roads are looking good. If you see something else or have details on the 3 Mile Bridge, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We were just talking about the COVID and how Pepto-Bismol apparently has been shown from the University of Louisville it can help you recover from COVID. Pepto, just regular old Pepto. You just got to ingest it the normal way you would. Don't overdo it, nothing like that. But then, and then we talked about Ice Cube says he lost $9 million by turning down a movie. Well, he didn't turn down the movie. He was going to do the movie, but he refused to get the jab, and so they didn't offer it to him because he refused to get the shot. We know that those over the age of 65 are most susceptible to having bad complications from COVID. We've gone over the numbers many times before. The most recent numbers I've come up with that I looked at from the CDC as of October 25th shows that you're over the age of 65, then you got a 3.8% chance of dying if between 65 and 74, 8.5% chance of dying from COVID if you're over the age of 75 up to 84, and if you're 85 or older, 18% chance. So yeah, the older you get, the more complications. But also, those younger than 50 have less than a 0% chance of dying from COVID, but those that do are those that have pre-existing conditions. And one of those pre-existing conditions was pertaining to being overweight. So, a lot of us have been trying to get in shape since then. Here's a recent study that shows if you want to lose weight, eat more potatoes. They say potatoes do have vitamins and nutrients, but really the big thing is that potatoes are dense, but they're low in calories. So they're very filling for a low amount of calories that you get. And so they said eating potatoes means you won't eat as much food. Now, they did the study by replacing portions of certain foods with mashed potatoes, potato wedges, potato salad, and scalloped potatoes. They didn't include French fries. That's like the number one potato. It's the number one source of potato right there is French fries. No, they need to redo the whole study based on French fries. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Yeah, I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn, but I won't be done when morning comes. Doing it all night, all summer. Gonna spend it like no other. It was a crush.
It's Met Goal right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So, actually, Gracie, you had a story about potatoes. We're saying that a new study says you can lose weight by eating potatoes and because they fill you up more for less calories. And you had a story about this.
Yeah, I'm really happy about this because that's like my go-to breakfast when I have a long day is potatoes, avocado, and egg for breakfast in a bowl. It's so good. And I literally don't have, like, I'm not hungry for the rest of the day. So
now what kind of potatoes are you doing? Like hash browns or you just...
I usually do like just a normal brown potato and cut it up in cubes. And then I do some seasoning and stuff in a pan, frying pan. Right, a little bit of oil.
I like it. Sounds good. Sounds good. Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Got your Fox News update followed by your sports hit. Stick around. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. The Runway 5K comes up on Saturday, where once again, you're going to be able to help benefit the USO. This is the 10th annual USO Runway 5K, and it's where you actually go on the runway at Pensacola International Airport. So a pretty cool event. Every participant will receive a cool t-shirt, a finisher's medal, and take part in all the fun at the free post-race event. So once again, this helps the USO. So sign up today at runway5k.com. That's runway5k.com. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about, looks like 9 minutes. We've got to cover some of the cars that can get over 250,000 miles. If you have a vehicle that got over 250,000 miles, I'd love to know about it. Text me, 850-437-1620. Governor DeSantis sidestepping yet again another Donald Trump question. You know, Donald Trump's been slinging mud at Governor DeSantis, and the media wants nothing more than to see a spat between the two of them. So he was asked about, well, what do you think about Trump, a resident of your state, Florida? And his response, no, I understand, but I've also got 22 million others and I've got to look out for everybody. So he just kind of dismissed it. He's not slinging the mud back, at least not now, not currently. By the way, more and more polls have come out in the past week from Pennsylvania to Georgia to Ohio that shows that if the election were held today, Governor DeSantis would beat Trump and Governor DeSantis would beat Biden. Trump would not be even Biden in some of these polls. I don't think that's true. I've stated that before. I think if Trump is the Republican nominee, he wins if he goes against Biden. But if it's like Michelle Obama or even Elizabeth Warren or any others except for Kamala Harris, then I'm not sure Trump wins. But I think DeSantis beats any of them. That's just my thoughts. I don't know if DeSantis will run, though. Yesterday, with the announcement about his new book, his new memoir coming out, that is the first time I've thought, maybe he will run. But that's the first time I've even thought about that. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Sports hit. Well, before we get to the sports hit, top three stories. The rail strike has been averted. U.S. Senate now has signed off on the bill that the U.S. House of Representatives signed off on yesterday, so that avoids a rail strike. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case challenging Biden's student loan forgiveness. So they will hear the case in February. So that does mean that if you did apply for the student loan forgiveness, it will not happen, at least until after this. And of course, based on their ruling, it may never happen. In my opinion, it won't happen. I never thought it would, even though I was on the air saying, you know, might as well just fill it out. You know, you might as well try to get the thing, because if it does go through, then good. But I don't think it's going to pass. I muster, but we'll see. And then finally, that associate of U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz from here in the Panhandle, Joel Greenberg, he was sentenced to 11 years for trafficking a minor. He was hoping for a smaller sentence. He got it. He was looking at 20 to 27 years. 11 years is much smaller than 20 or 27 years. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime Video. Tonight, 7:15, Buffalo Bills take on the New England Patriots. Big in-division rivalry right there. So we'll have to see what happens with that. World Cup update. Let's see. Where'd it go? I just lost it. Okay, there it goes. Japan beat Spain. Germany beat Costa Rica. Croatia and Belgium ended up being a draw at zero apiece. And Morocco upset Canada. So, yeah, pretty big ones right there. A lot of upsets as we get into the round of 16. And Saturday is when the United States plays next. They'll play against the Netherlands. The NBA is on right now. Dallas Mavericks are beating the Detroit Pistons by 4 points with 8 minutes left in the first half. That game's on NBA TV. NCAA men's basketball, number 8, UConn is beating Oklahoma State 48-31 at halftime. That game's on FS1. Also at halftime is number 7, Creighton, and number 2, Texas. Texas leading by 5 points at halftime. That's on ESPN. When that game's over, ESPN will have Seton Hall against number 9, Kansas. And ESPN2 will have number 21 UCLA playing Stanford at 9:30 tonight. Then NHL hockey underway. Buffalo Sabres are leading the Colorado Avalanche 2-1. Nashville is beating New Jersey 2-0. Tampa Bay Lightning are beating Philadelphia Flyers 1-0. And Las Vegas Knights are beating the Pittsburgh Penguins 2-0. All these games, of course, are on ESPN Plus. Tonight at 9 o'clock, Florida Panthers will play Vancouver. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. We still have major delays on the 3 mile bridge right now. This is going to be in the northbound direction. We had an accident that for a short period of time closed off every lane in the northbound direction on the 3 mile bridge. We now have it open to one lane. The emergency lane is open if you're heading northbound on the 3 mile bridge. But this has caused some major slowdowns. It's going to be backed up into Gulf Breeze proper past Fairpoint Drive in Gulf Breeze. So just keep that in mind. The whole way up until the hump on the 3 mile bridge is going to be extremely slow moving traffic. If you see something else or you have details on the 3 mile bridge, give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. This holiday season, ECUA encourages you to eliminate pouring cooking oil and grease down the drain. Keep your home's plumbing clean and on a fat-free diet. Visit livegreenecua.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Some of your sports news here is that with the World Cup, Japan and Spain move on to the round of 16. Germany has been eliminated. Deshaun Watson going to be playing for the Cleveland Browns, so he's been talking to the media, but will only answer football-related questions, nothing about the sexual misconduct allegations or his suspension. Antonio Brown, former wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Bucks, is wanted by the Tampa police on domestic violence charges. They have a warrant for his arrest, and the Bills Von Miller has been sent to the injured reserve. He'll be out at least four games. And over in Major League Baseball, Gaylord Perry, Hall of Famer and two-time Cy Young winner, has passed away at the age of 84. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The powers that be made it official. College football will expand to a 12-team playoff, thus ending one of the great mysteries in sports. What kind of organizing body says no to a new system that stands to make them tons and tons of money? One that is terribly disorganized, and they're stuck in their ways. Fans wanted it. TV networks wanted it. It's here now. Football is set to deliver its own version of March Madness, and I can't wait. This is Andrew Perloff.
Hey, sports fans, this is the Ultimate Vegas Insider, John Anthony, Thursday night report against the spread. Last 3 weeks documented 6-1. That's 85% winners. I'm red hot. Tonight, Buffalo, New England is huge against the spread. It's yours free on a recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. Hoops action, Creighton, Texas against the spread. NBA free recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. I love to sweep the board Thursday nights. Call now. Get 7 days of my top plays absolutely free. Recorded message 1-800-244-5506. I love to go 5-0 Thursdays. 5-0 Thursdays. Call 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Buffalo, New England. 5-0 Thursdays. Call now. 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
There you go. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here in a little less than 5 minutes. Have you had a vehicle go over 250,000 miles? If so, tell me which one it is. Text it, 850-437-1620. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
San Francisco has been working on more public bathrooms for a while. If you've followed the sanitation issue in San Francisco, then you know that they've had a big issue with people literally pooping in the street and pooping on the sidewalks. Human beings in San Francisco pooping on the sidewalks. So what? So they've been trying to come up with more bathrooms. They've got these new pods that they introduced. They're expected to be the future of public restrooms. They're like these, they call them toilet kiosks. They look like Fabergé eggs that are giant, that you just open up a door and you go in and you use the bathroom and then you leave, right? These are sleek, new high-tech ones. They're stainless steel on the outside. They're much ballyhooed toilets, futuristic toilets. And this group says that the idea is to make it as indestructible as possible. We spent a lot of time designing, a lot of design time coming up with something to look as though it would be simple and durable also from a technical standpoint. So there you go. They finally started getting these things out. It had a lot of fanfare, big press release and everything when it was released. And then 3 days later, they had to shut it down because it broke. That's right. The new futuristic public toilet in San Francisco broke down on its third day. Now, apparently what happened is why it's futuristic and why it's high tech is because apparently these things will clean themselves. And so I guess what happened was on its third day, they had to take it out of service because the trouble appears to be when the commode got stuck out of place during the unit's self-cleaning cycle. So basically they said some lady went in there, used the bathroom. When she came out, the mechanized commode did not lower back into the sitting position following its self-cleaning cycle. So that's kind of a weird thing. I guess it like moves up or something. I don't know. Weird, but whatever it is, it broke and it's been a week now. It's still shut down. I mean, I shouldn't laugh. This is because this is the future of all public commodes everywhere. And instead it broke down after 3 days. Oh, well. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Plus, if you've driven a vehicle over 250,000 miles, I'd love to know which one it was. Text it to me, 850-437-1620.
Ooh, baby love, my baby love, I need.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Bobby, the man accused of shooting 10 people on a Brooklyn subway train earlier this year is mandated to appear in court. A federal judge says court dates for Frank James are not optional, and also giving U.S. Marshals permission to use any means necessary to ensure he makes a scheduled court date next week. His attorneys are trying on getting his trial moved to another city. A federal appeals court is stopping the special master review of documents seized from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The ruling removes a huge roadblock to the DOJ's investigation into if Trump mishandled government records from his time in the White House. Senate approving legislation to avert a rail strike by an 80-15 vote. The bill passed the House on Wednesday and now goes to President Biden for a signature. And big changes to the college football playoff are coming in the 24-25 season, officially expanding to 12 teams. It'll include a first round in which the home field of the higher seeded team would be used, or at another site chosen by the higher seeded school. So could see some bad weather college football playoff games. I'm for it.
Yeah, I'm for it as well. I think that'll be pretty good. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Gracie?
This traffic update brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate. We have all four lanes opened up on the 3 mile bridge now. So we are checking in clear on the 3 mile bridge. We're still seeing some lagging traffic throughout Gulfreeze proper. That's going to be right around Fairpoint Drive, but it has cleared up and we are starting to move smoothly again. If you see something else on the roads or have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic update brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Have you had a vehicle go over 250,000 miles? I got quite a few texts rolling in here. So one of them says a 2012 Chevy Cruze. She sent in a picture, it has over 282,000 miles. A 2014 Nissan Versa Note. Oh, that's a smaller vehicle. And it says it's got 262,000 miles on that Versa Note. That's only a four-cylinder. I guess so is the Chevy Cruze, too. That's pretty impressive. Volkswagen diesels are a great choice by cars. They often go to over 250,000 miles. And then got another one here. Says Toyota Camry, 289,000 miles. Sold to a college kid who drove it for another 4 years after that. That's pretty impressive. Then we got quite a few that are saying a GMC truck. We got a couple of them saying GMC truck, a 2008 Trailblazer. One of them here saying a 1966 Mustang with 475,000 miles. How many times did you change that engine out? Like that's a lot. Toyota Land Cruiser, a Chevy Trailblazer, a Dodge truck, 320,000 miles. That's pretty impressive. A Nissan Frontier, 381,000 miles. Oh my goodness. A Chevy Uplander had just over 249,000 miles before the engine cratered on my way home from Disney. I'm not sure if I'm familiar with the Chevy Uplander. Then let's see here. A Dodge Ram 2500 Cummins diesel, 480,000 miles, 1998 Dodge Ram 25. Man, that's impressive. That's impressive. I like it. A 2005 Chevy 1500 extended cab, 325,000 miles. That's a beast. A Toyota Corolla. Lots of duct tape covering it. That's funny. And then 1993 Nissan truck. I traded it in at 274,000 miles and it still ran great. And then here's another one. 1990 Chevy Silverado has 527,000 miles and still starts on first crank. Are you kidding me? That's amazing. That's awesome. I love it. And, you know, I was saying I had a Ford Expedition that I got over 250,000 miles on. And I had a Toyota FJ Cruiser that it already had over like 180,000 miles on it when I got it. And I was like, this thing's probably not going to last too much longer. But, you know, nope, sucker. It's still at 270 and still going. It still drives great. Like, it drives so smooth, the FJ Cruiser. And I got another friend of mine who has an FJ Cruiser. And he has over 300,000 miles on his, and he says it drives smooth. So, yeah, you just never know. So, There was a company that did a study ranking the top 10 vehicles that will last the longest. And, well, Toyota makes the list a lot. I don't think it's any question about why Toyota is the first company to beat GM when it comes to most car sales. Toyota Highlander Hybrid, Toyota Avalon, the Honda Ridgeline, Chevy Tahoe, Toyota Prius, GMC Yukon, Toyota Tundra, Chevy Suburban, Toyota Land Cruiser, and Toyota Sequoia. Those are their top 10 vehicles that are most likely to go over 250,000 miles, according to this study. Man, we got a lot of them here that were all Chevy trucks and GMC trucks, Dodge trucks, Nissan trucks. I did have a Nissan Maxima that I was approaching 250,000 miles on when I, well, when my first wife got it. So I don't know how many miles it continued on after that. A lot of my cars have ended up going to the X's. Well, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.